This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Come here. Welcome to the Famous Foxes Aftermath Show, live every Sunday on Leicester Fan TV. Come on, you Foxes. Good morning, Foxes. How the devil are you? How's your day? How's your weekend been so far? To be a red card or not to be a red card? That is the question we're asking today. Well, you know what day it is. It's Sunday. It's 10 a.m. So it's time for the Famous Foxes Aftermath Show, run by us fans for you fans out there. And you know what? After yesterday, your opinion really matters. So come on, get them comments in. Let's get going. It's kickoff time. Come on, you Foxes.
The Leicester City machine is on the march again.
Leicester Fan TV presents a variety of content, like fan discussions, match analysis, and engaging with Leicester fans worldwide. We want your views live. Thanks to our sponsors, Evrots, Follow Blinds, Pucker Pies, Pink Car Leasing, Distillers Direct, Hologram, Take Me, Nubian Co., and the Foxes Arms and Rainbows. We are live in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Morning all, how is everyone? Hope you're well, I hope you're good. Well, was your Saturday ruined by that yesterday? You know what? My Saturday wasn't really ruined by that, unfortunately. Yes, we lost 3-1, but you might not believe this, but I actually think we deserve to lose. I thought Coventry deserved to win. We weren't at the races at all yesterday, to be honest, which is understandable. Sorry, I've just got a message, sorry. The first half wasn't the best. The second half, it was a back-to-the-wall job. I wish if Mark Watson is on here, I hope he's listening. I'm going to use his favourite term here. We needed to be more proactive than reactive with the subs. We needed more subs about the 60, 65 minutes, just because we look absolutely bloody shattered. But he gets paid the big bucks for that. I don't. I just sit here waffling on. Me and Reedy just sit here waffling on, talking about that. And talking of Reedy, here's the man himself. Here's Reedy. How are you, pal?
I'm good. How are you?
Up early, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, or feeling a bit devastated after yesterday?
I think I probably agree with you. I don't really think we deserved it. Yes, we did have a few shots for penalties, but obviously we'll get on to that a bit later. But again, I don't think we perform well enough to win the game. So I'm not too unhappy with it, because I think if we played better and we deserved to win but we lost, then I would be annoyed. But I think you were right.
I mean, Mark says, Cobb deserved that. Looked like they wanted it more. Sending off made a massive difference. Yes, from the first minute, commentary looked like they wanted it. And I tell you what, the atmosphere there was absolutely fantastic. I know I watched it on the TV. The atmosphere seemed absolutely bubbling there. With I know what went on with all the bloody banners, which we're going to come on to later. But the atmosphere, it was really charged, wasn't it, there yesterday? It seemed like, and the commentary media team, or whoever does it, got their side going, didn't they?
Yeah, of course. And I admit, they beat any weak side at the King Power. That their atmosphere for their ground is brilliant. Obviously, in the main corner anyway. The rest of it was a bit quiet, but their main corner was loud the whole way through. And we tried to compete with it in the away end, but yeah, for me, it wasn't the greatest. But
yeah, like the Facebook user says, bad day at the office, but we go again. Yes, it was a bad day at the office. And the last time that we lost to Leeds and Middlesbrough, we went on an unbeaten run. So hopefully we can still go on, start another unbeaten run, which is going to be tough when it starts next week. Phil, the boss, Phil, really, was the atmosphere like Forest away in the FA Cup? It sounded like it, their fans really well up for it. Was it like the Forest game?
Yeah, it was. Like I say, I'm normally surprised how boring and how quiet home grounds are for their when we're away. But yeah, that they easily battered any kind of team in the league with home crowds, because I've never seen that before.
Right, we'll talk about the incidents as it happened. I mean, nothing really happened until, I don't think either side had a shot on goal until, oh no, the fullback did, where Mads saved it, didn't he? But then our penalty. I was a bit surprised he gave the penalty, but then I saw the tackle on the replay and I thought, that's knee high. He's off the ground as well. And he stood to take him on his thigh. Yes, it was a penalty. It was a bit an old school tackle that deserved to be a penalty. Nowadays, they're saying, oh, it was the follow through. He won the ball. When you saw it, were you surprised to see it was a penalty?
I was completely on that side. I didn't think it was, because as much as we got given it, I was on the side of nothing was wrong there. He ran through on goal and he just looked like he didn't get caught, but he didn't look like he did anything. I know that I saw the ball went straight into him and bounced off him, but it didn't look like it was even a foul. So when I looked at the replay, I was like, yeah, fair enough. But obviously we did have a penalty shout, 2 minutes before then, which was a handball. So, and yes, wow, I am. It's very warm.
On the TV, you mean it's cold outside, but very warm in there. On the TV, the replay showed that there was two shouts of a handball. Neither was a handball. Wasn't a handball at all. So the ref did right then. But when you saw Dewsbury Hall step up for the penalty, I was like, why? I know he's got a good left foot and I thought, but he's not taking a penalty unless he's taking one of the shootouts. I'm not sure, against whenever we had the last shootout. I don't know. I was like shocked. But when he just into the back of the net.
I don't know what you saw on the TV. I don't know how much you did see. We saw Winks with the ball in his hand.
Yes, I saw that.
Mavadidi was coming up to it. Apparently, Winks was like, no, you're not having it, with what was happening in the game. He was getting a lot of crap for everything. And then, to be honest, kind of looked at it. He said no. And Dewsbury was like, well, I have to take it then. I don't think anyone wanted to take it.
On the TV, literally, I saw that. I saw Winks with the ball and I thought, why is Winks not got the ball? He's definitely not the penalty taker.
No.
But last year, we used to have Tillemans used to stand on the spot, didn't he, with the ball and then give it to whoever. Mm-hmm. And then I saw Cannon hanging around. Cannon's going to take it. He's a striker. Why shouldn't strikers take penalties? He must have a cannon of a shot to take the penalty. And then all of a sudden, Dewsbury Hall was putting it on the spot. I thought, that can't be right. But he stroked it. It was like pure class, wasn't it? He waited for the keeper and he stroked into the far corner, which I thought was fantastic. I was like, oh, God. And I did jump about a bit. And there was a bit of industrial language used at that moment in time when he scored when he put the ball in the back of the net. A Facebook user says, bad day, but still top. Yes, we're bad day. We were far too passive. Yes, I think we were, even with 10 men. We should have a restart against Ipswich. Talking of the 10 men, when I saw that tackle go in, I literally said to my missus, who was watching it with me, went, red card. That's a red card straight away.
I don't know. Obviously, there is areas where you could probably say it's an appeal, but when I first saw it, I was on the same picture as you. I think it was a red. It was rash. It was dangerous. Yes, it wasn't.
It was one of them tackles you go.
Yes, his feet weren't up. His feet weren't on the ground. If he was on the ground, sorry, but it didn't look. He just did it out of anger, in my opinion, and it was the right decision at the time. But looking back, it wasn't that dangerous. It was just reckless. So there's always a chance it could be overturned, but I wouldn't be surprised if it isn't. And to be honest, he don't deserve it with how he acted for it. So,
tough call. If we'd gone in, everyone in the comments as well, if we'd gone in 11 against 11, the 3-1 result definitely wouldn't have happened. But do you think we'd have won with 11 against 11?
No, I don't. Before we even scored, and when we scored, they were on top. The stats show it, even in the second half, obviously when we were defending basically all second half, we didn't deserve it. They were the better team. They wanted it more. And I've said, the moment I got on the coach on the way home, I said that every team we've lost to this season have all been in form at that moment in time. Coventry,
Aggie, hold on a minute, really. Aggie, how many times have we said that Cassidy must score?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I say, we've not beaten a team in form, as in like in clear good form. Coventry were not lost in eight. Hull, I think at times when we lost to Hull, they were in good form at that moment in time. Leeds were in good form. Yes, I think we beat Southampton, but they weren't in good form at that point.
Southampton haven't lost since we played them.
That's what I mean. They weren't in good form before we played at the time we played them, and then they started a big running streak.
We make teams into good form.
And then Middlesbrough, I think they were in good form when we played them. So I feel like we do struggle against the teams that are in good form because it's hard for us to break them down, in my opinion, anyway.
But again, I've said this all season. Teams that throw the kitchen sink at us from minute one or even the second half is where we struggle. And we have struggled. Sheffield Wednesday, Ipswich, Coventry, QPR, Leeds, they threw the kitchen sink. I think there's other guy, West Brom. They threw the kitchen sink at us and we struggled. We struggle against a team that gives it all and has a right good go because we can't play that kind of football. We cannot play that kind of football that we need to defend against a team that's throwing everything at us. But Coventry's over with. It's simple as we haven't got to play them again. Thank God for that. But you were right on the stats, though. I mean, they had six chances on target. We only had four. They had one off target. We only had two off target. I mean, our first shot on target was the penalty, wasn't it?
That's what I mean. At that point, we weren't the better team. And I'm not going to say that we're not breaking down and moaning and kicking off because we lost one game against Coventry. We move on from this game and we obviously hopefully go into the Ipswich game with a new mentality again and win this game and get on another winning streak. But it doesn't help with having a red card on our books. We're having a yellow card with manager. Now he's not going to be on that touchline for us. So
yeah, Kerry's asked that question. That was because the referee was so inconsistent yesterday. We were on the break. Casey Palmer, who had already been booked, tripped him. As we were on the break, we were having a counter-attack, which we were. We played a counter-attack football. We tried to. Didn't often happen, but we had to become a counter-attack football. And he didn't get booked for a second yellow card, Kerry, because of that reason. And so Enzo got booked for the third time. I can't remember.
I can't remember the last two times he got booked.
Well, I can't remember any manager getting booked at all, let alone three times in the first 5 months of his career. But at least he showed a bit of passion. That's one thing. Some of the managers haven't shown passion. I'm just going to bring Nick in now. Morning, Nick. How are you, pal?
Morning, guys. You're all right.
At least you're not in your dressing gown. That's one good thing.
I've been out in the garden doing bits and bobs, mate.
Oh, we are. Right then, your take on it yesterday. We've got to the red card bit now. We're just talking about the red card.
I think it was a red card. And I think he's a stupid, stupid boy for even putting himself in that position. It really, you know, you can say it wasn't too bad, but let's be fair, if it was against us, we'd all be calling for it.
When he first saw it, he said it was a red card.
But it is what it is.
But the thing is, though, I think it would have been a 50-50 split. Some referees give it, some referees don't give it.
We had that problem of, what's his name, Darren England in charge of the game yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a shocker of a ref anyway. He should never have been anywhere near that game. You needed somebody that's a bit stronger and not getting sucked in by the home crowd, because that looked like what was happening. The amount of stuff that was going against us. Mm. You know, look how many times Doofy Hall was targeted. And some of them were quite dodgy. Yeah.
Go on, Jamie.
Like you were saying, it's more to do with the aggression in the tackle, which, yes, I totally understand that. It was more to do the attack. See, everyone's got their own opinion. Rod Lambert, definitely a red card. And then Nick's gone, not a red card. Oh, what did you say, Nick? Yes or no, a red card?
Yeah, it's a red.
Yeah, but there's lots of people saying, no, it wasn't a red card. Jordan, I don't think it's quite that time just yet. No, far from it. Far from it. But then we get to the second half and the substitutions. Casey McAtee, I could sort of understand that, why he came off. Because Mabidibi was getting a lot of stick from the fans, from the crowd. And I can understand that. That might have been another booking, maybe another sending off if it had gone wrong. So, yeah. And I think Casey McAtee, I know Mabidibi's got pace, but I think Casey McAtee has got a bit more pace. But I just don't understand why the subs were left until the 81st minute, until the next sub where Hamza came on. I think Hamza should have come on before.
I mean, personally for me, I would have brought on Albrighton at halftime because, you know, he can do the defensive side of things as well as, you know, potentially set up that counter-attack if that was, obviously that's what we were going to do.
Yeah, yeah. Nick's just said, let's just get his big comment in before you carry on. Morning, Jake. Yesterday was a bit of a shit show. I've said it all along. If a team comes up against us, allowing us to play, we tend to struggle. Cov had a game plan and it worked. They closed us down quickly, passed the ball around a lot faster than us. Their attacking was crisp and direct. We farted about with the ball as usual. I don't think you disagree with most of that, can you? I think that's probably the best comment. If I had an award for the best comment of the day, I think that would be the best comment of the day.
There were so many attributes yesterday to why we did lose, but the main thing for me is you can blame the ref all you like, you can blame for the red card all you like. In the end of the day, we weren't good enough to win either way. The ref obviously didn't help, I get that. The red card was the major factor in why we did lose, but we just didn't play well, and the substitutions, like you say, were not great at all. By the end of the game, we had no attackers in the attack.
We didn't do great from minute one. No, you could see as soon as those players walked out the tunnel, there was no, you could see in their faces, they weren't up for it.
About the 75th minute, I was thinking, if we can hold out for this result, it would be an absolutely fantastic result, a great result, back to the walls defending, and then they scored 4 minutes later. I wish I'd kept my fucking mouth shut, to be honest. But I still think fresh blood, even if you bought Dennis Pratt on for Cassidy, Callum Doyle for... Put him in the back, even Doyle for Cassidy, and play the back five. Change the system just slightly, just so we've got Doyle at the back, three centre-halves, move Justin across, put Ricky Peart right back, and play the defensive way. Just something to change and get some fresh legs on there. Albrighton, like you say, Nick. Albrighton should have come on. 66th minute, we should have made at least three or four substitutions just to bring on some fresh legs. Because we looked
knackered. They were knackered by the 70th minute.
When that first goal went in after 79, you could see the heads go down. And I thought to myself, that's it, we've lost this. I don't know about you two. I thought once that first goal went in, there was only one winner.
Look at Phil's comment.
I've just seen something about it. Phil's put, change the system. How dare you say that, Jamie? Yeah, I know. We could have. You could have literally, Nick, couldn't you? You could have dropped. This is how, if I can see this. And I don't get paid anything to talk shit about football. Enzo gets paid the big bucks. If I can see it, surely he can see it. Things need to change about the 65th minute, Nick. Even if we had got Doyle back into a left back, wing back, Ricky P, move Justin across, put Ricky P into the right back, surely taken Cannon off and used KDH as a false nine or whatever you want to call it nowadays.
You don't even have to change the system as it was. You just need the fresh blood on, is what you need. Because let's be fair, 45 minutes with, you know, one man down, the way Cov were going at us, it was always going to happen where we were going to run out of steam.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you didn't even have to change the system. You just say, right, okay, fine. We'll bring on Albrighton, you know, to try and help out. Like you say, bring on Doyle and stuff and just get that fresh blood in just to try and sort of see us over the line, as it were.
Yeah.
It just didn't happen.
Like LCFC Grayer says, we switch off too easily, which we do, don't we? We switch off too easy. Chris Tider said, hold on, don't read him. Pressure back on us now. Where's it gone? Sorry. Pressure back us on Ipswich after they came back to win yesterday. They beat us and we're at a 4-point gap and probably only 7 off third with a suspension to be contended with as well.
I've said it before and I'll say it again.
No, if we lose next week, that's worrying about it. If we lose next week.
It's all ifs and buts, isn't it? It's all ifs and buts. We don't know what's going to happen when they go back in on Monday. Ipswich will not be the problem. It's Leeds and Southampton you've got to worry about, not Ipswich. You know, Cov fans celebrating like the Wonder Cup final. Reality check, yes, they're 6, but they're 25 points behind us. That's 25 points.
But, well, Fez, we absolutely looked shattered. That's why we needed extra protection at the back. We looked shattered that third goal. And I agree with you there. O'Hare, I tell you what, that O'Hare is a step down from Grealish or Madison. He's the next one that's going to go for big bucks because I thought he was absolutely fantastic. I know he's had a couple of injury problems, but I thought he was brilliant yesterday.
Do you know what? I was about to say something before Phil put that message and I still stick by it. I think one of the only players yesterday, other than that one moment he spoke about, I thought FaZe had a very good game to say we lost 3-1. I think he is... To say that, I always say that Vestergaard is one of our best players in defence. Honestly, I do think Wout FaZe is literally too good for this league by far.
He's too good. I mean, you look at it, I think it was the second half. He did a clattering challenge to save us, and then he went to the away fans, like pumped his fist up in the air to get everybody, you know, come on, lads and stuff.
I mean, it was a bit like did you see the KDH interview? Afterwards.
No, I've not seen any of them. I was too busy, seething afterwards because of it.
Because we're top of the league, every team that beats us think they've actually won the league, like they've been promoted. That's a proper Leicester fan. And I think Enzo will get done as well after the game.
Mm.
Did you hear the Sky interview afterwards?
I've not heard any of the post-match stuff.
He said that a team that keeps winning and winning and winning, people get annoyed with the same team winning and winning and winning. And he was on about decisions being given to him, penalties, cards. So I think he might get in trouble for that. The way he was literally saying the EFL, the hierarchy of the EFL, are trying to stop us. That's what he was saying. You listen to the Sky Sports interview.
I think it's probably more. If that's what he said, I think it's more to do with the fact he's probably thrown his toys out the pram because we lost. You know, he's not, let's be fair, all season, he's never said anything like that before, even when we lost to, you know, teams like Hull and stuff like that.
The penalty at Millwall we should have had, and the cards that we should, then the second yellow card and the red card that were given out or weren't given out. That's what he was having a pop at.
Blessing in the curse, not having VAR, Jamer.
And you know what?
Thing is, though, that red card wouldn't have got turned over yesterday.
No, it wouldn't.
It wasn't a clear and obvious error.
No, it wouldn't. But I am still on the side that I do think VAR is needed at times. Yes, people behind the VAR is the issue, and we're not always going to get it. But majority of the times, for instance, when it comes to the red card and stuff, they have to be there and helpful because otherwise it could cost us games. Like it kind of did yesterday. If that Palmer got red carded, I don't know what point it was. It's still 1-0.
Yes, something like that. Yeah.
It could have changed the game massively. And
I mean, he was walking the tightrope quite a few times yesterday at Palmer. Yeah.
So a lot Winks. I mean, I know Winks is one of our best players, but he should have had a yellow card ages before he actually got the yellow card.
And that's why I said the actual referee, he was rubbish, and he should never have been in charge of that game yesterday. He's renowned for being rubbish, Jamie. He's up there a lot, Mike Dean and all that lot.
I will reiterate, though, we are not blaming the referees for
this. No, we're not. I'm not blaming the referees.
People in the chat, I've just seen a few people in the chat saying, why do people always blame the referees for why we lose? We're not. That is a factor, but the main factor is we just weren't good enough.
We weren't great for minute one.
The main factor yesterday was the red card.
Mm-hmm.
Batter going in like that. There was no need. You were a minute before half time, there was no need to go in. Like that at all. He didn't have to. They were in. Was it? It was in their half, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was in their half. Just on. Yeah. So there was no need to go in whatsoever. Palmer was booked for dissent. But Leicester players got away with cynical fouls. Dissent without being punished. It was shocking for both. Yes, it was shocking.
It was shocking for both sides.
He's just been given a FIFA. He's now allowed to referee Champions League games as well. That's how good he is.
Yeah, but he won't referee Real Madrid or PSG. He'll referee somewhere in Albania or somewhere.
You don't know. But like Craig Kendricky, Craig just said, Miss Sixer, you can't keep blaming the referee. Like you said, Reedy, can't.
We're not
blaming him. There was many factors to why we lost yesterday, but the main factor was Coventry were better than us, and that's why we lost.
See that? I mean, you know, I'm old school. I'm older than you two put together, I think. I'm old school. So that tackle 20, 25 years ago by Fatua wouldn't have even been anything. Might have been a yellow card, but it would have been hardly nothing. And the penalty, that would have been a clear penalty no matter what. But nowadays, it's, we played the ball, it's a follow-through. The follow-through doesn't matter because he's already won the ball. How football has changed so much.
And has it changed for the better?
Has it changed for the better? I'm not sure about that. I like to see a bit of blood and guts on the pitch. Well,
especially the derby.
I mean, I don't mean really real blood and guts on the pitch. I just mean a bit of passion out there. Yes, it was a penalty in my eyes, but everyone kept saying. I mean, in the office, in the studio, Lee Hendry said no. Nigel Pearson said yes. Good old Nigel, he said yes straight away. It was a penalty because he's old school. He is old school. I think Rob. I'm not sure how old Rob is. Can't tell by his photo on there. But yeah, it's just I don't know. It's just I'm not. For once, I'm not actually overly disappointed to losing. Yes, it was against Coventry. I hate to say it. Yes, we give them credit for winning. No, I'm not giving them any credit for winning because of what they did on the M69 bridges.
That's disgusting.
Baseball, but that's all I'm saying about it. Don't need to talk about it. It's over. But yes, I'm going to give credit. I'm going to wash my mouth out with soap and water when I finish. Coventry deserved to win and credit to him. So
I don't think we can say much more about it. That's the fact. They deserve to win. And now we move on to Ipswich and hopefully get back to the 10-point gap that we did have. So,
yeah, we'll go on to Ipswich, Fatua. I doubt that'll be overturned. I can't see that being overturned. I'm very surprised if it's overturned.
I wouldn't be surprised if we try and appeal it, but I don't think it'll be
overturned. If we appeal it, and I'm sure it used to be, if you appealed and, you know, the appeal was, you know, it still stands, then another game was added on to the ban.
No, that depends on how bad it actually was. I mean, that wasn't. Yes, it's a straight red card. Yes, it was three games. It wasn't a lot of really, really dangerous tackle, knee-high tackle, which would have been, if they tried to appeal about it, they won't appeal it. I'll be surprised if it's overturned. Hopefully it is, but I'll be surprised if it's overturned. I don't know really what else to say really about yesterday. I mean, we've got Ipswich coming up. The points gap is now, what, 7 points?
7 points.
Ipswich next week on Monday night, which is another ball eight being on a Monday night. I don't really know if there's much more to talk about, to be honest.
Well, I'd like to see Albrighton come in.
Say again, Nick.
I'd like to see Albrighton come in on Monday instead of Fatalu. It gives you that outlet.
Yeah, maybe. I won't
convince with Casey McAtee when he come on. And Wanya Marcel, he's been non-existent really since the first 3 or 4 games of the season, so we really got probably no choice.
Yeah, I agree.
Cassaday.
Get him out. I can't
invisible.
Honestly understand what Cassaday gave to the team yesterday.
He was invisible. He was nowhere near.
anything. He kept losing the ball, so
awful.
For me, Pratt has to come straight back in. He, like, not straight back in, but you know what I mean? He has to come in. He's our, he's the best position we've got for that role while Ndidi's out. So,
yeah,
he has to come in.
Yeah. I'm not going to do no scoreline predictions. I'm not going to do no man of the match because I don't think there was a man of the match yesterday for Leicester, to be honest, unless really goes for Wout Fez.
I think Fez had a decent game. Again, I will note that he did do wrong on that third goal because he could have easily have let the ball go out. But
yeah, but he was shattered though by that point, really, to be fair. I think man of the match for me would probably be Hermans. I think Hermans made some great saves yesterday under the circumstances.
Phil tomorrow night, Monday night, the Fanzone show, he'll discuss the LC and must-make signings. The thing is, though, Phil,
we can't.
We've got no money.
Financial fair play, and I said this to Lott weeks ago, and he said it's all sorted. It's nothing with the wages are still an issue at the club. That's what Andy's come out and said.
I'm not going to talk much because Phil's going to talk a lot about it. But this new Sensi, whatever his name is from Italy, $3 million, and he wants $60,000 a week. We can't afford that. They've said they can't afford it until people have gone.
Well, Danny Ward might be going to Sheffield United.
Yeah, but that's not for a figure. That's only on loan. That's not. There's got to be money coming in.
I did think the Ward thing was permanent. I thought it was
permanent.
I'm not sure. I think it's
all I said from that was if Sheffield United can't do it with the keeper they've got now, they've got no chance of Ward
if for another loan.
Well, that's it. They've sent Luke Thomas back because they know he's rubbish, and now they're going to try and take Danny Ward, who, let's be fair, is rubbish.
Rob Lambert says a wage bill is still high, but we've got to. But the people we need, I mean, who to get people off the books, you've got to get somebody off the books that's in the 20. Yeah, I saw this. Did you see this this morning? Maxine's just said to Al Fatihad or wherever it is,
Saudi. Yeah,
yeah.
Well, that won't be done this window because he's into that Asia Cup thing.
Yeah, but where's Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, I know, but what I'm saying is they'll want to sign a player that can kick on straight away, not wait a month and a half or whatever it is. Because how long?
I'm not going to talk too much about it because Phil's going to do all that tomorrow night. A sort of a transfer fan zone preview, whatever you want to talk about. So, Nick, it's been a pleasure having you on with us. Sorry, thanks for joining. There was meant to be other people joining this morning, but no one seems to want to come on and speak to me.
What Phil should do is try and get in contact with the club and try and get Rudkin on. Let's be fair, he's in charge of bloody everything.
You've got more chance of nicking a seat from the ground at the end of the game than you have a John Rudkin coming on and talking to you.
Yeah, we don't want to
get anybody. They won't let us do that at all. But yeah, Phil, tomorrow night, 7:30. Nick, we shall speak to you later, pal. Thanks for joining.
Have a good rest of your weekend, guys. Smile, there you go.
Cheers, mate. Read it. That's another one done. All in all, I'm not that disappointed about losing 3-1. I know it was against Coventry, and I know it's only one game. I was more disappointed to lose against Hull, Middlesbrough, and Leeds than I was against Coventry yesterday. It's not the famous Fan Zone show. It's the normal Fan Zone show. There's only one famous show that we've got, Phil. Like I say, I was more disappointed with the whole Middlesbrough and Leeds game than I was against yesterday's game. And I think a lot of people have said the same thing, really, even though we lost to Coventry. But really, just one thing. After the game, there was trouble, meant to be some kind of trouble. Did you manage to see it and did you get out the ground quite easily and get away easy enough?
Well, we all got onto the coaches and we were told by, I think, the police that we weren't allowed out because there was a lot of fighting going on outside the gates of where the coaches are parked. So we took us about half an hour to even leave the ground. So, but it was, I think it was fine in the end. Obviously, it was all sorted and whatnot, but it is what it is. I think it'd be even worse if we beat them. That's the main thing. I think it'd be a lot worse if we beat them.
What I don't seem to understand is, though, why the police let all the Leicester fans go out at the same time and through a tunnel, which is very surprising. 4,500, why go that way? Or why not keep them in another 15, 20? Which doesn't that happen anymore, really, the way fans are kept in?
Not normally now, no. We had it in the Premier League a lot when it came to certain games, but not anymore.
So. LCFC Foxes says, Coventry team won't define our season. No, it won't. It won't define our season. It might. In a way, it might. It might give us that bit of oomph that we need and thinking, oh, bloody hell, we've lost that one. And then the next, then we'd go on a decent 10-game run, something like that. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to do any scores because it's still Monday night. Phil will do that, and I'm sure you and Sam will do when you do your tactics show. We'll do the scores and predictions then. But, Reedy, it's been a pleasure. Now you can go back, Kit, because you said you were tired.
Oh, I'm staying up now, mate. I've got a busy day today, so.
You got a busy day. You've had your bacon sarnie already, have you?
No, I need to do that first.
Oh, you've got to have your bacon Sunday morning bacon sarnie. I've already had mine, pal.
Unbelievable.
We shall see you later, mate. Be good. Right then, cheers for watching. It's once again, thank you for everyone coming on watching. Like I said, I did have other people saying they were going to join, but for some reason they haven't joined. Doesn't matter, they can come on next week. We shall see you next week. Again, 10 o'clock. So it's ciao, ciao, adios, arrivederci, goodbye now. Come on, you Foxes. There goes the final whistle.
Thanks for watching Leicester Fan TV. Thanks to our sponsors, Everards, Barlo Blinds, Pucker Pies, Pink Car Leasing, Distillers Direct, Hologram, Take Me, Nubian Cow, The Fox's Arms and Rainbows. Run by the fans, for the fans. Follow us on socials at Leicester Fan TV and visit leicesterfantv.com for all the latest news, views and videos.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.